ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Series, Lori Story 22. Make time for this lesson. My name is Eric and I'm with Naomi Sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. So, Naomi Sensei, what's the story for Lori today?
I think they're gonna have some free time now.
You mean on the train?
No, they're at the destination already.
Wait, the destination that we made a bet on?
So desu ne.
I'm dying to listen to it. Let's find out where it is.
Minasan, koko wa Matsumoto jō desu. Dewa ima kara 2 jihan made jiyū jikan desu. Gogo Ringo-en ni ikimasu.
Hai. Ima 12 jihan. Ja 自由時間は2時間ですね。静香さん、何を食べますか？
お蕎麦を食べます。
蕎麦ですか？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
皆さん、ここは松本城です。では、今から2時半まで自由時間です。午後、リンゴ園に行きます。
はーい。今、12時半。じゃあ、自由時間は2時間ですね。静香さん、何を食べますか？
お蕎麦を食べます。
そばですか。
次は英語が入ります。
皆さん、ここは松本城です。では今から2時半まで自由時間です。午後、リンゴ園に行きます。
Everyone, this is Matsumoto Castle. You'll be free from now until 2:30. In the afternoon, we'll go to an apple orchard.
はい。今、12時半。じゃあ、自由時間は2時間ですね。
Okay, it's 12:30 now. We're free for 2 hours.
Shizuka-san, 何を食べますか?
Shizuka-san, what are you going to eat?
お蕎麦を食べます。
I'm going to eat soba noodles.
Soba ですか?
Soba?
Naomi-sensei.
ねえ、you failed.
Me? So did you.
そうですね。
You guessed it was some kind of lake, right?
Lake and mountains.
They ended up going to
Matsumoto Castle.I think I've mentioned it in a previous lesson.
Oh, is that in Nagano?
Yeah, one of the most famous castle in Japan.
I could have sworn it was the Olympic Stadium. It seems like they're going to eat, right?
そうですね。And it seems like they're going to apple orchard in the afternoon. Nagano is famous for their apples.
And it's also famous for their soba noodles, right?
Ah, そうですね。Shizuka wants to eat some soba noodles.
He knows what Matsumoto is famous for. All right, so let's go on to the vocabulary.
次は単語です。
All right, the first word is?
皆さん。
Everyone.
みなさん。皆さん。
The next word is?
松本城。
松本 castle.
松本城。松本城。
The next word is?
半。
Half.
半。半。
And the next word is?
自由時間
Free time, leisure time.
自由時間自由時間
The next word is?
午後
Afternoon, PM.
午後午後
The next word is?
リンゴ園
Apple orchard.
リンゴ園リンゴ園
The next word is?
2時間
2 hours.
2時間2時間
The next word is?
食べます。
To eat.
食べます。食べます。
And the last word is?
おそば。
Buckwheat noodles.
おそば。おそば。
All right, let's take a closer look at some of these words. First, we have
Ham.
Which means half, or in the case of time, half past an hour, right?
そうですね、30 minutes.
Right, and in a previous lesson, we learned how to tell time, at least how to tell the hour. But now we're going to talk about half past that hour.
1 o'clock is 1時.
So then what would 1:30 be?
1時半.
All right, so basically you put 半 at the end of any hour that you want to talk about, right?
はい。
To make it 30 minutes past that hour.
Mm-hmm.
So how about 2:30?
2時半.
3:30.
3時半.
And so on and so forth. All right, and since we're already talking about time, let's talk about AM, PM. Not the Japanese convenience store, AM, PM. But, you know, afternoon, morning, that whole spiel. We learned it in a previous lesson, right?
Hi.
PM.
Gogo.
And AM.
Gozen.
And how would you say, for example, 3 PM?
Gogo, 3時.
How about 7 AM?
Gozen, 7時.
So in English, I would say the time and then PM or AM. But in Japanese, you would... What, put it at the beginning?
That's right. そうです。
So you put gogo or gozen before the time. And Naomi-sensei, not too long ago, we learned how to count, right? We learned how to count things.
Count things.
Right, some things. And we happen to mention that there's counters for everything. There's something, there's like a way, a special way in Japanese to count almost everything. And as it turns out, there's something, there's a word that you can use to count time, to count hours. How would I say 2 hours?
2時間.
3 hours?
3時間.
So how do you explain this construction, Naomi-sensei?
時間 is a counter for hours. The numbers before 時間 conjugate same as 時 for hour.
So for example, the number 4 changes from 4 to
4
in time, right? So 4 hours would be
4時間.
And 4 o'clock would be
4時.
And 9 also changes, right? From 9 to
9, as in 9時, 9 o'clock. For hours, 9時間.
And we just learned han, like 12:30,
oh,
2:30.
Yeah.
Can you use han with this new jikan counter?
You mean like an hour and a half?
Right.
1時間半.
So you just put han at the end of jikan. It's pretty useful.
So 2時間半 would be?
2.5 hours. How about 7.5 hours?
7時間半.
It's pretty straightforward, right, Naomi-sensei?
Hi.
All right, so let's go on to the grammar.
次は文法です。
What's our target phrase today?
私はおそばを食べます。
I'm going to eat buckwheat noodles. Let's break it down.
私
I
は
topic marking particle.
おそば
buckwheat noodles.
を
object marking particle.
食べます。
To eat. All right. The main point here is this object marking particle.
お
Ooh, that's mysterious. What does that mean? Object marking particle.
It marks object of
wow,
the verb.
Very, I'm enlightened. So let's get down into the nitty-gritty of this o, all right? First of all, this o is not the same o that we put in front of the soba to make it more honorific and polite, the osoba.
So desu ne, that's right. That's a good point.
What is this o then? It's a separate character in hiragana, right?
Mm.
When you're writing it down. And it only has the function of marking objects.
Right.
Which in plain, regular English means...
The particle o connects noun and action.
That makes sense. So in this case, we have
おそばを食べます.
So we have soba, the noodle soba, connected with 食べます, to eat. Huh. I have a feeling we just learned a really, really powerful type of sentence that we can just make any type of sentence with a new phrase that's really useful.
Right.
I'm sure this is really powerful. We can say now nearly everything, noun and verb.
そうですね.
So how would I say, I eat breakfast?
朝ごはん is a breakfast. 私は朝ごはんを食べます。
I eat breakfast. That's good. How about sushi? I eat sushi.
私はお寿司を食べます。And a must form of a verb, for example, 食べます could mean will eat or eat.
Ah, that's true. So it's not very clear if you're talking about the present
mm-hmm.
or the future.
Future.We don't have future tense. Well, we do, but we don't usually use the future tense.
And if you were to be talking about the future, you would modify it with some sort of time modifier. Like, you know, I'll eat breakfast tomorrow, right? Which
is
it's the future.
So, 明日朝ごはんを食べます。So, sometimes not clear if the speaker is talking about his habit or his future.
I see, because if you say just 私は朝ごはんを食べます, it means either I eat breakfast every day,
or
just I will eat breakfast now, or mm-hmm. I'll eat tomorrow, or I'll eat breakfast next week. It could be any of those, right?
Hi.
Depending on the context and what's going on. It's mysterious. Okay, so in the previous lesson, we learned the negative mas form of the verb to eat.
食べます becomes 食べません in a negative sentence.
To not eat.
Hi.
All right, so then how do we use this o with 食べません? I will not eat breakfast.
私は朝ごはんを食べません。
Which can also mean, you know, I'm not going to eat breakfast now. I won't eat breakfast now. Or I never eat breakfast. Or I won't eat breakfast next week.
そうですね。
Anything, right?
Right. So do you eat breakfast? エリックさんは朝ごはんを食べますか?
はい。朝ごはんを食べます。
Yeah, to make a question, you can just add かat the end of the sentence.
And what if you don't know what we're going to eat?You have to ask, what are you going to eat?
It's simple. You can just put 何 at the object part. For example, 何を食べますか?
What will you eat? Or what are you going to eat? Or what do you usually eat?
そうですね。
Habitually.
はい。So for breakfast, 何を食べますか?
パンを食べます。
Bread?
Yes.
私は朝ごはんを食べません。
What? You don't eat breakfast?
No.
How are you still alive?
ねえ。
You don't get lightheaded and you don't feel like you want to die?
I get hangry, but...
Well, of course. Of course. You haven't eaten anything, right?
そうですね。
Yeah, you're gonna be hungry.
I don't have time.
You don't have time to stop by the konbini?
No. Maybe after I got to the office.
Wow, Naomi-sensei. It's not a thing of preference. It's not like you're an anti-asagohan person.
I'd love to have big breakfast if I have time.
Like pancakes?
そうですね。
So if you would have breakfast, パンケーキを食べますか?
パンケーキを食べません。
Okay, so then how about bacon?
Bacon
を食べますか?
Bacon を食べます。Bacon と多分卵。
And to is the particle which means and.
はい。Bacon と卵を食べます。
Huh, that's a pretty good breakfast.I wonder what our listeners eat for breakfast.
Ah, 皆さんは朝ごはんを食べますか?何を食べますか?
Yeah, you can go ahead and answer that in the comments section of the page for this episode. And if you want to see more sample sentences, just go to the PDF, and there's tons of different types of food that you could possibly eat.
And other verbs too.
So start connecting your nouns with your verbs.
Using お.
Alright, so it's about time for me to go eat breakfast. But before we go, I want to remind you about the bonus track that we have every once in a while on this feed. Bonus tracks offer you Japanese without training wheels. This is a real good chance to challenge your listening comprehension. There's no translation and no transcript, so it's a solid source of discovery and discussion in the forums and just on the JapanesePod101.com site in general. Check them out. I'll see you next time.
じゃあまた。
皆さん、ここは松本城です。では今から2時半まで自由時間です。午後、リンゴ園に行きます。
はーい。今、12時半。じゃあ、自由時間は2時間ですね。静香さん、何を食べますか?
お蕎麦を食べます。
蕎麦ですか?